Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Thursday's gonna roll around sooner or later. It always seems to, anyway, around these parts. So if you're not doing nothing this time around that it comes, if it does, which it always does, don't know why I question it every time, but it always ends up being a Thursday after a Wednesday. Come on down to the Gothic Theater in Englewood, Colorado, right outside Denver, for the Alice Wetterland taping. There'll be a show or two that night, and I know you can get there via the link in the description of the show. That's right. I'm going to be really serious for a second. I'm Alice. I'm taping my hour special. Oh, the music kind of got serious for this part. Kind of wistful. And it is wistful. It's a big deal for me. I've been working on this hour for longer than anyone should, and I'm really proud of it, and I want you to come to the show. If you are in the Denver, Colorado area, or if you have friends there, tell them to come. I don't think it's sold out yet. And if you can't get on the list, email us at Forever Dog, and we can try to get you in. The link is in our Twitter, and it's also going to be in the description of this episode. So please come on by, and it'll be great. We're all going to have a great time on a Thursday, if it ends up being a Thursday and we're a year from. And I hope it does. Take care of each other out there, because Thursday's a coming. Bye.
Forever.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Welcome to Treks and the City. Welcome to Treks and the City. My name is Veronica Osorio, and Alice is distracted clicking on the computer, so I started the episode.
I'm Alice Wetterland. Maybe let's do this one.
I'm Alice Wetterland. This is your drive time, Treks and the City Radio.
Welcome.
We have the traffic report for you. The space traffic report is that the ships are all over for the fucking place. Fuck yeah! Welcome, Treks in the City. Veronica, how are you today?
Oh, estoy super bien. ¿Cómo estás tú?
I don't understand what you're saying, and I never have. Welcome. Everybody's up and at them and going to work. It's time to work, and I don't know, what time is it where you are, Veronica?
It's the same time because I'm next to you.
Okay.
It's not changed.
It's the first time I've heard you speak English.
All right.
Never works. It never works.
I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
So far, so good.
Yeah. Me too. We're hungry.
I think we're hungry.
Brett's gonna go get us some food.
We're also excited. I'm excited to finally get to this episode.
Me too. When I saw where we're doing this episode, I was pretty pumped because this episode is very sexual. But also, I was really pumped when I found out who our guest was going to be, because I'm making it seem like I'm not like fully involved in booking all of the guests. Like I'm not like insanely controlling about it, which I
so am.
As if
some like bird gives you a message.
Like, oh, look who's here today. Like I haven't been like, and then what time will we begin the next? You know, like such a controlling bitch. But
she is. She's giving me shit about my lack of order.
Yeah. I do, and I'm like, can you get there 15 minutes? I'm like the worst. I'm an HR department wrapped in a riddle. Yep. Okay, but today in studio, we have a person of who you will know because you have watched one of the hottest shows ever, basically, if you live in the world. And also a person who we've just discovered is a
TNG fan because she dressed up for the fucking con, which we didn't get to go to this year, but we will next year,
As Deanna Troi.
Please welcome to the studio, Deanna. Fuck me. I just said Deanna Troi. Alaska Thunderfuck!
Yeah.
Alaska, what are you wearing today?
Hello, I'm dressed in a full Deanna Troi illusion.
Oh my god.
I decided to do it. It's really hot out, but I went for it.
God, you must be
full black hair and barrel curls. A poof on the top.
Sweating a lot.
For those of you who don't know, who don't already follow Alaska on some kind of social meds, Alaska was on RuPaul's Drag Race season five, and you were the winner of the second season of All Stars Drag Race.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
So exciting.
Thank you. I appreciate
God.
So you have a communicator.
America fucking loves you.
Yeah, it's true.
And you have a podcast on the Forever Dog Network called Race Chaser. So yes, if you want to hear the inside track, what's on the inside track? Do you use that inside track? I feel like it's great.
Sure.
on the Forever Dog Network. So, but you're New York based.
No, I live here. I live in Hollywood.
How do you record for Forever Dog then? And you haven't been here.
We did the whole first season on our own. So the first three episodes, we sound like we're underwater.
Okay, great.
But after that, we fixed it, and then from there on out, we're going to
Now
probably
you,
be here.
You have a co-host, or is it just you refer to yourself as we?
The royal. Willem is my
nice.
Co-host.
Okay.
Yeah. And we talk about RuPaul's Drag Race episode by episode,
awesome.
Starting with season one.
Now, so it's, I've only seen the first episodes of season four.
Oh.
Because my friend is... what an asshole I am. I know. I should have really watched.
No, those are good, though.
I didn't want to get too starstruck. But also, one of my best friends, I co-parent my cats with one of my friends. And
do you, send them back and forth?
She stays at my house because I travel a lot.
Okay.
So when I'm gone, she stays at my house. And she, loves them better than I ever could.
Aw, that's
and
cute.
I trust nobody more with her than them. And she's like a huge race head. So she's like,
sounds crazy, right? That sounds wild.
Race head?
Straight up wild.
I know, and our podcast is called Race Chaser, also sounds like a thing, but it's not.
It's almost, yeah.
Anyway, and she said, we're going to start you on season four. So that's kind of where we've started. So But she's like, it's hard for her to watch because she's like, it's gotten so good and there's so much that's happened since.
And it keeps growing and being amazing.
Yeah.
It's great.
But I'm sure you've talked about being on the show so fucking much.
Yeah.
At this point.
A little.
Yeah. Do you like it?
And
do you
now
like
we're
talking
doing
about
a
it?
Podcast
yeah,
about
we don't
it.
Wanna we don't wanna yeah, we don't wanna yeah. like press you on stuff.
No, please. Anything.
No,
we like it. Like, Willem and I are doing a podcast literally about our experience with
this
the show.
Is what I
so it's
listen
like,
to.
Why not?
Yeah,
here's
my one like thing that. About it.
You're pretty
that,
open
that
about
stresses
it.
Stresses me out watching it. And this is totally I don't think and I say this to people and they're like, I don't understand you. When you're creating the costumes and they're creating essentially have to be these elaborate looks, all I can think about is the amount of plastic that just is thrown away.
Oh my gosh.
Is that insane?
Yeah.
But I'm obsessed with it.
This
anytime,
is the most bummer thing I've heard
I know,
about
it's,
all of
it's
this.
It's the same one I'm I can't watch
yes,
HD.
Put it there. Put more. Do that
I
thing.
Know, and I can't watch it. Obviously, it's a problem watching HGTV shows for me hugely. I can't watch, any of those
Extreme
Property
Home.
Brothers and stuff like that. I'm just oh my God, what are they doing? You know?
Yeah.
And Fixer Upper and stuff like
right,
that.
Right,
but I think about that and it's just I don't know why I said it because what are you going to say about it? But
that is the big that's the undoing of drag. That's the drain plug that could literally deflate the whole thing because it is the most wasteful art form I have ever seen.
Right? Yeah.
We constantly spend money on disposable refillable things.
Right, 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 right.
Hair, I mean, plastic wigs are plastic like, wigs are right. I mean, it's a nightmare. Everything a nightmare. Comes from China. Like, it's really, if you start to dive deeper,
but,
it could be a real, drag could be over us.
But I also feel like it is one of the most creative, it's the most creative show in terms of like, when you see a show like Project Runway or you see a show like, the salon show, I forget what it's called. You guys are doing everything, like every character, like all the people on the show are doing everything, including the choreography for something that, you know, lasts 12 seconds on screen. And it's just like, there is so much artistry that goes into it.
Yeah.
You have to be an expert at all of those things. Yeah. So I feel like having that creativity, it's like, I think the eco... like
it balances out,
like it balances out, but I'm saying like somebody's gonna be at the forefront of being like the Green Queen, you know,
the Green Queen,
you know what I mean?
I really it's gonna want, be like, I like that
like
Alex.
I feel
see,
like next
what I mean.
Season
okay
do you know what I mean, like the eco queen, it's like it has to be like
I love that too
I really do,
because
I keep
it's
thinking
now
like,
that it's getting mainstreamed, it's like now we have to figure out how to innovate even more.
I see it
I'm so excited
I see
about
it differently
it.
Like I go to coffee shops and like I can't believe that we're still doing like plastic straws. That seems crazy to me. So I'm like, who has like the creativity to make something fabulous out of like a bunch of like straws or like stuff like that?
I think about it
like,
all the time.
Yeah, that's like
obviously
because I'm not gonna make a sculpture out of straws. That's not me. That's not what I do. Yeah. But I'm sure like a Green Queen would be like, this is the perfect person.
Yeah.
Who yeah.
is she? Where are you?
Where is she?
Call us.
Where is she?
Call us.
Green call Queen. Us now.
Call us Green Queen.
At 1-800.
I want to hear your voice.
I need you to call me.
It got creepy really
tonight.
Quick.
I don't even know what this is. Country Summer.
If you're out there.
It's like we're debating song.
Yeah.
Be careful who you hang around.
But this one has things.
What, that was me singing.
Why does your win
now?
If yours has lyrics?
No, I'm wrong.
You
I'm
sound
wrong.
So okay, great. You sound amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you're out there, if you're collecting
this
plastic.
This sounds exactly like one of those advertisements for a
for
pill.
For pain.
A Green Queen can't solve every single one of life's problems. If you have Green Queen, call your doctor and get them
enrolled, I guess, in some kind of a health plan. Anyway, so that's my thing about that.
I love that. I mean, I don't know if I'm the Green Queen.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I use a lot of like plastic and like plastic tablecloths.
It's what
but
there is.
I don't throw them away. Too. I save them and I really reuse them. So I guess they're not like
you're working on
in the ocean.
Yeah.
Waving up on the shores.
Yeah, exactly.
Floating.
And I'm sure that natural hair wigs are probably
they're more durable, right? They're very expensive.
Yeah.
Like if you that's like a serious commitment.
Yeah.
I have a bag full of, not a bag, like a container full of wigs.
Really?
Under my bed, yes. But I've never bought.
To put them on heads.
I never bought a real hair wig because it's so like I do comedy and characters, so I just like throw them. And so I have all kinds of hair color wigs and I just go through them so fast because it's not it's a 1 day thing or like 2 day thing or like sometimes I'll pull it back up.
Yeah.
But
I just use a yarn wig.
A real hair wig is like a real commitment. That's like, this is what I want as my hair now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very expensive. Which is, my friend gave me shit because I love rainbow stores. I don't know if you know them in New York.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're like the Fias Paredes of New York.
Fias Paredes of New York. I love them and they're so problematic. I'm sure
they
have
the disposable fashion. You're not very,
I know. And my mom makes wedding dresses. Like she makes haute couture like dresses. So this is like the opposite of what I should probably like. And my friend.
It's your little rebellion.
It's, I'm like just like, I'm like a little rebellion one person.
Rebellion one person.
But my friend is making pants and they like became so popular in Japan and everyone's like buying them. There's these like pants it's a process. It's like, so they're so expensive because it's a long process. And she saw me like wearing like a rainbow store like t-shirt and she was like, don't do that.
Just crying.
Basically. Yeah. But I was like, but I need like a t-shirt for the summer. Like I need this thing that I'm going to like get rid of, you know, in 3 months.
Is it this one?
No, this is my Forever 21.
So mean.
Is it what you're currently sporting? Yeah, basically.
And that's what you're wearing? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Veronica, what are you wearing?
Oh, they left.
They left.
They're done.
They snapped and walked away.
Like, it's okay.
Tell us or don't tell us. It doesn't matter.
Bye. Don't tell us. Bye. So I want to ask you about Star Trek. Because this is... So when I saw your Deanna Troi, I was like, this is perfect. It was...
Yeah.
Perfect. It is perfect. So
Alaska dressed it up, caused as Deanna Troi for San Diego Con.
Yeah.
And I'm like... What's your What's your history with Star Trek? Like,
how did that come about?
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, when I was a kid, honestly, I used to change the channel when Star Trek would come on. We were like, oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But now, like, later on, I mean, I see it for what it is, which is like brilliant. It's like Shakespeare in space. Like, all the actors are great. I love all the makeup and the like prosthetics and the I love it. The clothes. Yes. I love it.
Luxana. Mm-hmm.
And then it's not like, oh, we're just running around shooting everybody. It's like we're diving into like humanity. Yes. And
it's a philosophical show.
It's not just like a male energy Western. It's straight up like, let's take things slow. How are we making this happen? Who are you? Why do you come into our world as a... Like, Luxana Troi is probably...
Have you had an Luxana Troi experience?
I love whenever she's in the episodes. I mean, she's just seducing everyone. That's her mom, right?
Yeah, the mom.
She's just like the voice of the computer, and she has... The most.
She's the voice of the computer?
Yes. Voiced by the same woman.
Gene Roddenberry's wife.
Married to Gene Roddenberry. Yeah. Is that incredible?
I think she's one of the fewer. There's like two actors, her and another guest star, who have been in the most amount of Star Treks.
Maybe O'Brien.
No, it's the guy who he plays like a baby. I can't find it. We're not facts people. We care about exactly the same relationships. The outfits and who's like, I don't know, like who's like making out.
It's a passion pit on the Enterprise. Oh, everyone's
especially
literally
this
look
at them. Ooh, like a Brett.
Oh my gosh.
They're so cute.
Brett is like delicately putting them on there. Brett like got like he looks like a little cartoon man. Just putting them in the shoe.
I'm not using my straw because straws are murder, I'm the green queen.
You are the green
queen. I actually did this earlier today. I had an iced tea earlier, and I didn't even pick up a straw. I just left.
You just took it?
I know.
They were like, lately I've been doing that.
It's gonna be like,
Alaska, don't you want a straw? Alaska. Alaska, no. TMZ, don't you want a straw?
No, I'm the green queen.
Oh,
hashtag
you're the
green queen. Green queen.
Okay.
Hashtag race chaser. Hashtag treks in the city.
I'm really inexperienced in my job at TMZ, and I just got intimidated out of talking to you.
You have no follow up question.
Not
That's
at all.
It.
No, no, no.
I'm gonna quit my job and I'm a different person. Sorry. Bye.
Wait, who are you? Why are you talking?
I don't know.
To you?
I'm just here, and I just like felt like I needed to talk.
Well, honestly, I need to talk too. So thank you.
All right.
So this episode, guys. Wow, is it sexual and hot?
Is it funny too?
Yeah.
Whenever I say sexual, I sound like I'm very Midwestern.
It's sexual. There's like, to me, the most shocking thing is like this glistening, like metallic fabric. And then Deanna Troi is like 1 foot with like perfect pedicure and like massage. Like that's like
I know.
There's like podiatrist. Like
it was really
soap
racy.
Opera
it was
sexy.
Really sexy. Yeah.
What do you call that fantasy with feet? Feet?
Foot fetish?
Yeah. It's called a foot fetish.
What do you call that fantasy with feet?
What do you call that fetish that's involved with feet?
I said a podiatrist dream. So, I love that there's like, because I know I've stalked people on the internet. And then, hey, we all have, okay?
Nope,
leave me alone.
We haven't.
Back out.
Everybody here has it.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, explain it.
Okay, well, one of my ex-boyfriends started dating another person. And then I was like, ugh. This person doesn't have an Instagram, so I like had to go to the hashtag, whatever. Point is, there are photos of her feet online, and I was like,
are they gutted? They're really good.
Shut my off. Feet are messy because I've had two accidents that have directly affected my feet. And I'm also like a circus person who trained like dancing. It's like, you know, messy feet. But like, I don't know if you've seen dancers' feet, but they're like.
I've seen drag queen feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you know, like a train I was going to say, how do you care for your feet? Do you have
it's
any
like perfect, 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 perfect. Whoa.
I just hope they still work.
Yeah. Really?
It's like any affliction you can name. It's just.
Really?
It's there. Oh, yeah. Yes. Because it's a lot. I mean, heels are not kind to anyone. No, it's a lot.
They're barbaric.
Yeah. They're barbaric. Yeah. They're like ancient torture techniques.
Yes. What did you wear at con? Did you wear boots?
And they look so good.
Do flats?
I wore these little Comfort Plus mini heels. Okay. So they were like 2-inch heels.
Because you're tall.
Yeah.
And Deanna this is like already a tall Deanna. And she's like in a uniform.
You kind of want to be tall if you're...
Well, quote unquote uniform.
She's a short person. She's in Sharknado, which is the reason why I was at Comic-Con.
Oh my God.
We were doing press for Sharknado 6. And my scene my scene partner is Marina Sirtis.
Oh my God.
We got in the car the first day. It was like 6 in the morning or like 4 in the morning.
Oh my God.
We were shooting in Romania. It was very cold. It was winter. We got in the car and there was this woman in the car with us and we were driving to the set, which was like a medieval castle.
Wow.
A fake medieval castle, but it looked really cool.
It's still like where Dracula comes from.
Yeah. And we were just talking, like me and my friend Jeremy and this woman, we were talking and we were talking about where we were from. And she was like, yeah, I'm from England, but I'm Greek. And my friend Jeremy loves Star Trek, especially Next Generation. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, that's like Deanna Troi, like jokingly.
Oh,
and she
God.
Was like, I'm
oh my
her.
God, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's me.
What? Oh, my God.
We just like, it was like dead silence in the car.
Really?
We didn't know what to do. And like, I don't get starstruck super easily, but I was very like, and I had to do scenes with her where she's like, she plays my mother and we hate each other. And she's literally looking into my eyes with these giant,
black,
gorgeous, brownies. Black
beautiful.
Eyes.
Yes.
Marbles.
And I was like, I can't remember any of my lines if you're looking at me. Like, I couldn't. She's fierce.
That is amazing.
Yeah, she likes to party.
Yeah, she's
fucking, yeah.
And she'll tell you a story or two about, like, like she'll call out on bullshit from the fans and, like, she'll tell you exactly everything.
So
she's
amazing.
Yeah, she is fierce. She's pretty amazing. Also,
she's fierce.
She was the only character who never wore, like, she was a Starfleet but never wore the actual uniform. So, like,
except for that one time that guy made her do it.
He forced her to do it. He
pushed her into it. He didn't.
And in the previous episode, like, she barely had a line. No, 2 episodes ago. And she just was wearing, like, straight up a dress.
Yeah.
Like, just like not even anything similar to uniform, just a dress. So yeah, she's also the hair evolution of Troi during the seasons is like pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it went from like kind of tight and like
it was like a space
to, like,
Elaine
out. Yeah.
For a while.
It is a space Elaine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
It is a space Elaine.
Because with the like jeweled headpiece. And then in this episode, we really get to see.
He takes it off.
Because this motherfucker takes her hairpiece off immediately.
It's kind of like a no-no.
It was a no-no.
Kind of don't do that.
Kind of don't do that.
Like,
okay, so let's get into it because there is something. I like the first scene because Deanna is sitting in her quarters. And it's such a Kathy, like single woman at home moment.
It's so
Kathy. Do you know what Kathy is?
No.
Kathy is like this,
but it sounds like a Kathy.
It's like a comic strip that appears in Sunday Comics, and it's just a lady, and she's single, and she's always trying to get her boyfriend to marry her, and she's always like chocolate, chocolate, chocolate,
because ladies and chocolate.
Yeah, it's like so.
This is one of the things I hate about. Like, Star Trek is so woke and lit and
and then this
is like chocolate.
Yeah,
women and chocolate. An exercise. Talk about men.
Dispatches. A research inquiry from the Manitoba Journal of Interplanetary Psychology and 3 communiques from your mother.
I love that she has this like first.
3 from her
first,
mom.
It's a research inquiry.
Transfer the letters from my mother to the view screen.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theta Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you.
They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
It's like Selena Kyle coming.
I know.
Batman Returns.
I know. It's like the when she's listening to the machine and it's just like her mother.
Define real in context, please.
Real. Not one of your perfectly synthesized, ingeniously enhanced imitations. I would like real chocolate ice cream. Real whipped cream.
This is us with
this
Brett.
This unit is programmed to provide sources of acceptable nutritional value.
That's Brett,
too. Your request does not fall within current guidelines. Please indicate whether you wish to override the specified program.
Listen.
Picard to Counselor Troy.
What? Yes, Captain.
The pleasure of your company is requested, Counselor. We are,
There's a party.
We're having a little impromptu reception.
I can tell it's a party because there's at least five people
there. Captain, I'm not really dressed for a reception.
Oh, Counselor, just throw on any old thing.
Oh, yeah, that's so easy, right, man?
Wow. Yeah, fuck you.
Of course, Captain.
Oh, sorry, I don't have one of your deep V pajama ensembles.
God forbid I should miss my first look at the wormhole.
Wow.
Meow.
I know she didn't get her chocolate.
She didn't change.
May
she looks fab, though.
Wow. Yeah, just tell me like, there's some chocolate here.
They're all Counselor wearing Troy. Basically
I know.
That.
I know.
Just throw on
this
whole thing. Like,
Bazan,
it's not
Counselor
like that.
Deanna
That's
Troy.
Not how a woman
Your discovery has produced
not
a great
how it
deal
works.
Of excitement, Premier. Hopefully it will also
she
be
has,
this
like, the,
so
the Catherine Terry, like, mouth.
We'll see to that.
Headwear.
Pleasure to see you again, Counselor Troy. This is a worthy
Lipstick
Federation competitor in the bidding.
Look at this guy.
Leor of the Caldonians.
Hi.
Madame.
And I'm Devinani Rao.
Devinani Rao.
I love that name.
And this is my Should Asian accessory. Troy.
My good friend Rao is the best hired gun in the business.
Hired gun?
My good friend Mendoza means that I'm a negotiator who
Mendoza.
Serves a variety of clients.
He was on the Golden Girls.
Mendoza was?
Know him.
Yeah, oh, right?
That's where I know him from.
I knew that face.
He played a priest, and he kind of reads Ronald Reagan, which is pretty cool.
That's dope.
It really does. I don't like his face or attitude or voice or anything about
him.
I reject him. I fully reject this person entirely. It's so weird that they were like, who would like foot massage Deanna Troy? You. I don't know. I would have picked more like, I don't know. What would you have picked? Do you feel like this is a match? I don't find it a match.
Well, doesn't she kind of have a thing with Riker a little bit?
Yeah. So
he's like rugged and like bearded.
Yeah.
This guy's really like super clean cut.
Yeah, he's foppish in a way.
He's
yeah.
in that Alec Baldwin movie about making money.
Exactly. No one knows what you're talking about.
Yes,
and they never will.
Yeah, they do. Someone out there,
Wall
please.
Wall Street?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Oh, he's in Wall Street.
Wall Street, was it?
Yeah.
That's I thought you meant a new movie.
No. That.
No.
That. Wall Street. That's
okay.
What I mean. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like she needed a little more of like a Kenny Rogers. I'm going to keep saying Kenny Rogers. Like something like,
Like a Devendra, totally. Like a Devendra Banhart.
Yes, or like a, I don't know, who's sexy, but like
a
little old.
Phoenix.
Yes, or
I just keep saying people.
A Joaquin Phoenix or like even like, yeah, Antonio Banderas, something a little,
A Benicio.
Mm-hmm. Sultry or ethnic or.
Get me a Benicio.
Get me a Benicio.
You know, that's what I'm saying sometimes.
This episode is kind of strange because it's like all about a wormhole and then like ladies' time.
And then a lady hole.
Yeah, that she
yeah
She gets like
it's all
compassion.
About a wormhole and a wormhole.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for providing the sound bites that we needed. You're your own soundboard.
Were you like, oh yeah, this is a pretty? I mean, what did you like about Star Trek? Were you like, oh, this is because we since well, you were Deanna, we were like, let's just like pick a Deanna heavy episode.
Yeah. You, but also worked with Deanna, so
I know.
Are we just finding out.
So that's is amazing. That, like, yeah. What informed you picking? To her to cosplay?
Yeah, and I was hoping she was going to be there, but she wasn't. Like, she was, as soon as I got there, I sort of, like, was, like, deflated. I was like, all I wanted was that picture of me next
my
to her.
God. Well, it can still happen.
It can still happen.
But that means you have
didn't
to keep
throw away
doing
the costume.
It.
No.
I
immediately threw it in the trash, not the recycling. And the wig,
two
I
full
clogged
water
a manatee habitat with it.
Immediately threw it
it's
in the
weird
ocean.
That your faucet goes directly to a manatee habitat.
It's
the rest
interesting.
Of us are like just goes
it's
to the sewer.
It's weird because
it's a selling point.
Yeah, most trashes don't, but you like. I think you and, set yeah. that up on purpose.
Yeah,
to go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And your garbage disposal, it actually goes onto a family of lemur.
It does.
Like rare lemur, yeah. And it just
so my
like,
strong collection.
Right out.
I just put down there.
Goes
just
right out
it,
there.
It goes straight to the ocean, right?
I order boxes of straws just to feed the lemurs.
It costs a lot of money because just setting the system
setting,
up
right.
and like
it's very costly. Mm-hmm. My overhead is insane.
My wow. Plumber
you're wasteful.
My plumber has a very like soft voice.
You have a
like,
plumber?
The plumber who works in my building.
Wow,
so, not in my building, but he works.
I thought that was like an old timey thing.
Okay,
being like, this is my plumber. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So ahead. He comes in, and I always get in trouble for my garbage disposal because. It gets clogged and it's like from 1941 or something.
Yeah.
And he's always like, and I'm like, what was it this time? And he's like, an onion skin. Like, and I'm like, seriously, dude? Like, it's an onion skin. Like,
you can't do onion skin?
I'm like, it's a garbage.
It should be able to.
Disposal. And he's like, he just loves how angry I get. I'm like, it's a garbage disposal. It should be able to attack food. And like, and he's like, no. Like that.
Just
like,
don't
so
use it.
Excited that I'm mad.
I like his your plumber.
Yeah.
I know I
he's
don't
cool
know
dude.
People who know their plumbers. I don't
yeah.
have
yeah,
a plumber.
We have a repertoire. We have a thing we do.
I like to see that.
Yeah.
So can we go to the hot?
Like, where's that hot stuff?
That's what I want.
So right off the bat, this guy's given her the eyes and she's
and
like
she's too. She is too. I like
she
that,
is given them
I
the
like
eyes
that
too.
They're not afraid of like it's not just I don't know.
What?
Because we know her, but it's usually we see those scenes like where the guy is like the person who's like mm-hmm. giving her the eye and we see mm-hmm. his perspective, but we're seeing her like it's very active on the woman.
She's
feel.
Like hubba hubba.
Also, he was born in Brussels, which is hilarious.
Yeah,
me.
We see her
my
in her room
lives in Brussels.
Fully Googling him,
she's
which is really
Facebook
funny.
Stalking
she's
him.
She's Facebook stalking
I
him.
I feel like that wig would look good on me. He has a Brazilian
Ferengi.
Little Ferengi laugh.
Brazilian flag on his tattoo.
Devonani.
Born Brussels, European Alliance. Relocated
this
at
is before the European Union.
To Hercos 3.
I
by
know,
the way.
They predicted yeah. the EU.
Yeah, they did.
The European
it's crazy.
Alliance.
It's yeah.
amazing.
Alliance is kind of cooler.
Yeah.
Should I call for an appointment?
Maybe that's post-Brexit.
No.
Whoa, she has palm tree
I
background.
I was just looking over some sick. Personnel files.
That's me.
Oh, that's
look.
Too bad.
You'll see.
Facebook thought you might be thinking stalking. About me.
Oh, something else.
No.
I thought you'd be deep in you'll negotiations see. By now.
In recess.
I'm going to sit in the closest part.
I never play the opening rounds anyway.
So I thought this was
inconsequential.
Creepy.
It's, well, yeah, you don't visit a woman
besides,
in
besides, there are much
but,
better
hey,
things
hello.
To negotiate
no, but the
on
rest
this ship.
He does do is so
like
crazy.
Dinner tonight?
What about your traveling companion?
Yeah.
Right?
What about her?
My traveling companion is traveling.
He just shot her
you're,
out into space.
He should look inaccessible.
Jettisoned.
He just fucking put
why?
Her.
Why?
You know why?
Weren't you getting along?
Don't do that.
What?
Already
look,
fighting?
Don't
this is my bamboo curtain.
Oh my god, you are her. Same house.
You are her. You her.
It's the exact same thing.
I am happy to
when
be.
You leave this office.
Okay.
Who are you?
Whisper in her
oh,
ear
so that's
with
how it goes.
Hot breath.
You never
is this
do?
Where he takes her headband off?
Yeah.
Does he keep it?
I thought there was way more of a system. Like, the headband kind of comes off really easy.
I know. Whoa. She's like, ow, ow.
She's like, that's pin, that's pin, that's pin.
Literally. My wig.
And then this?
I bet that hair department was like
weird.
He's too much. He is too much.
He's too much.
Inert aid.
Also, she looks stripped down of her makeup, which is kind of nice for Deanna in this scene, because it's like her vulnerable moment or whatever.
I would be so furious if this guy came into my quarters.
Came over to my house.
Fucked up my hair?
Took off my headband and fucked up my hair.
I mean,
it's not cool. Also, I had so many scenes in Strange Angel with putting on lipstick on the mirror, like
hashtag Strange Angel,
CBS All Access, and then I had putting on lipstick on the scene and like actively changing my hair, like putting on a wig and putting it on and off, and hair department. That was such a pre-production for hair, because it's like, we have to pin your hair down exactly the same way so that it looks nice when it's like pulled, but it's like that makes your wig look like janky, because we're trying to like have a look under the wig. Like, so this is like a hair department's nightmare.
Can you imagine working on the Americans,
taking a headband
though?
Means no extensions, like, or maybe like they have to be differently placed. It's like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd hate to be them.
I don't like that he went, "Wah."
I thought she was kind of in a wig, or at least half a wig. Like,
Me too.
It kind of looks like it's just her hair, which is insane.
It's admirable. Because
it's beautiful.
I'm like, you have a heavy set of hair that's very thick and voluminous. Thank you.
So when you're on set, like in a character, like when you're playing something, you go into hair and makeup, right?
Well, it's different for drag queens because, like you said, we're kind of expected to do everything.
Really?
I don't trust someone to do my makeup.
Okay, so you have that.
You don't
already.
Trust it. You don't trust anyone.
Because I don't either. And yet I have to have them. They have to do it. Like most things I'm on where I'm just guessing, I can't. But if you're guessing
unless
as
you're
Alaska,
Rihanna. If you're Rihanna, you can be like, or Shakira does her own makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is different.
I'm not Shakira or Rihanna.
You're
not?
You
might have noticed that.
One second.
I'm super not either of those things.
It's a cycle, because it's like, you don't trust someone to do it and they are expecting you to do it.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah. And I insist about the makeup because it's not normal makeup.
No, it's not.
Right? I'm not a petite woman who you just can put
you just
on
do
some
whatever beauty makeup
balm on my eyes and then brown mascara.
However,
and there it is.
I'm
we're
assuming
not
you don't have
16-year-old little.
I'm not
model.
Yeah. I'm a giant man.
Yeah, but I would say today your makeup that you're not wearing.
Oh, thank you.
You look very.
It is very
you
natural.
Do look luminous.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You do look luminous.
So you have to tell people like, I will do my makeup.
Yes.
Mm. Like, make sure that's like understood.
Yeah.
And then
usually
you have to
I do makeup,
so much
hair,
makeup.
And I have to do the clothes too, because I can't just wear girl clothes.
Right.
It has to be like made for me.
Yeah.
So usually it's like I'm doing the whole thing. Because drag makeup is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Every single look, every single character, every single thing you created from top to bottom. It's like you're basically your
sometimes.
Responsibility. Yeah.
Sharknado, the hair, when they showed me this wig, I was like, no.
Just said no,
But they were like, we already shot with the it was in Romania, so everyone who worked on the crew was from Romania. They were like, we already shot with the stunt double. So we have to use this wig. So they put me this fucking Valerie Cherish wig, which I would never wear, but watching the clips, it's fine. I'm a character.
Okay. Sometimes you think, and sometimes you think you'll look probably worse. Because you're like, I don't see that for me.
Right.
And then someone has just a different eye and they're like, I don't know, for whatever reason, your face or your face shape or I don't know. They're seeing something that you're not. And when they nail it, it's so nice.
Yeah.
But when they don't, you're like, I should have said something.
I always bring my own makeup to set, always.
That's very smart.
Because they'll do my eyebrows away and I'll be like, can you do it this way or something like. And if I speak up, it's like usually okay. But sometimes you'll speak up and they'll be like, what? Like, I actually, the other time, I had an experience one time where I went to set and, like, the person just didn't know what to do with hair. Like, they were just like, do you?
With your hair.
It was when I had a different style, but it was like, do you put And she just like took some hairspray and was like, like it was yeah. like that. I was I like, oh
that.
No,
you don't want a shaky oh, no, hand. No, no. Approaching I don't want a shaky hand.
It's just like somebody just being like,
dear.
And then at a certain point, me. She just was like, all right. And she just like went in.
That happened.
I was
to
like,
me.
I don't want
to
hear that before you go into my hair.
Ooh, I think it was okay. Girl Boss. I had long. My long dark hair at that time, and then I've been braiding it, so it was very like Deanna Troyish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think the hair girl was like, "Just gonna leave it. That's what we're gonna yeah. do that." And I was like, "Yeah, perfect. Don't touch it. Don't touch me. I don't need to sit in a hair chair yeah, yeah. for no reason
a hair
to
chair.
Modify something that I don't. There's just no need.
Yeah.
yeah,
I just prefer it. But I never had like that luxury of being like, "Here's my own makeup. Here, can you not touch my face?" I'm usually like, make me pretty. I'm bad yeah. at this.
Well,
I'm
so it's bad, 6 I'm in the morning, so you're like, yeah.
I think I'm kind of okay at it. I mean, I can
you're
photograph
good at makeup.
Well,
you're very good at makeup.
Know. I don't know.
No, you're better than me, which I don't say that a lot.
But you're really good. Okay, well, here See, we go. We're compliments we both galore. I appreciate it. It's been hard. Mostly YouTube teenagers taught me how to do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Me too.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
incredible. The kids these days.
Right? I started with a British, very young black girl. And mm-hmm. then I realized, I was like, she's like, my daily, like, simple makeup, daytime simple yeah. makeup. And then
Is
I realized
that I'm already
I was
naturally
extremely
gorgeous.
Made up because I didn't translate any of the shades to my color.
That's funny.
So then I was like, oh, I need to follow someone who's like olive skin.
yeah.
It's, I hated it because I liked the other girl's makeup, but I was like,
yeah.
I'll follow this other one because it looks like me, so I can be like dumb and follow it step by step. So yeah. that's how I did it. Now you know, guys.
Thank you.
You were all dying to know.
Thank you.
So now I know. Now you know. Okay.
So here's what bothers me about this scene, though.
Okay.
I felt like from the get-go, he's like coming in and being like, by the way, don't be Deanna Troy, the counselor with me. And it's like really I guess they tease the episode where she comes in. She's like sick of being at work or something.
Alice, don't be the comedian next to me.
See?
If someone just knows
you. That, like, that was violent.
Yeah.
That was yeah. a macro aggression. So,
macro. Like,
so I was like, it's already annoying to me because it's the guy coming in and he's like, hey, by the way, I hate your job. You know, like, I, yeah. that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
And you know what? Your hair sucks too.
right? Let's get rid of that headband.
exactly. As he's whispering warmly in my ear. And
yeah.
But Deanna's like aroused by this because I feel like no one has that. So here's my, is I don't
know. No
I'm
one
not
disrespects
a,
her the way she needs.
Yeah. a woman needs to be disrespected in a specific exact way.
Okay.
I'm just joking. But
well, and he's an empath.
It's like a
hey,
arousal.
Hey, incels, we're not talking to you.
Hey, nerd boys. Calm down. No, I was just like, but it's true that sometimes someone, I don't know, I don't think it was properly like, it was specifically feminist, but someone does come to you in a way that's a little insulting and you're like, ah, I kind of hate fuck you want to.
Okay.
No?
All right. I'm with it. I think it's fine.
I feel exactly the same way as you.
My question,
I'm just trying to figure out what they were doing with.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen to me. It's extremely aggressive.
I don't want it to happen to you either.
Thank you.
Is she able to read his thoughts? Or
yes, that's the thing.
Because he's empathic as
well.
Because
he's an empath. We find out later. So it's a little bit, it's like, oh, that does kind of read. That makes sense.
He can read her thoughts and right. maybe she's like, oh, wow, no one
yeah.
has like, done
yeah.
that before.
So he knew how to negotiate her right in between her legs.
He's Priceline negotiating yeah, this entire yeah. time.
He knew how to get the best ticket and the best seat to her vagina.
And wait, that's William Shatner.
It is.
Who's, isn't yeah, he from Star Trek?
Yeah. yeah. And he killed his wife. This is
apparently
totally separate.
We keep saying it as a fact because we believe
oh
it as a fact.
God.
But he, it's suspected
murder. I have a question
murder.
For you, Alaska. Would you ever date someone whose first name was Devanani?
Devanani? I only date men who are named
Devanani.
Yes.
Because that's a Devan no-no for me.
And he's from Brussels. He's Belgian.
Okay. You yeah. like a, you like a Belgian?
My brother lives in Belgium.
Yes.
I mean, why not? Your brother lives in Belgium?
In Brussels.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
You have a brother?
Cool.
We just yes, learned so much about each other.
Wow. Alice, I have a brother. He lives in Brussels.
How many brothers do you have?
I have one that I know of.
Oh, that's
funny. My dad's, who knows?
That I know of, right?
It's true.
I love that there's like a sneeze at the beginning of that studio
yes,
laugh.
Somebody else pointed that out. Who was it that said that? Somebody pointed out the person. It starts out with the person going.
I think it was Matt.
No, it was before Matt.
So let's look at the rest of this flirting interaction, right? Because okay. I'm so
horny.
Yep, consistently horny. It's my only state of mind.
The readings from the Barzan's probe.
Blah 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 blah. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Beyond the dentary arm.
So it's like threading a needle.
Okay, so that blue dress. Wait, go back.
Not your style.
So she does change her hair. She does realize
these Ferengis are having a good time.
She realizes that he's right, that she's only in
much
one.
Better.
Look, you're same thank color.
You. Mm. I want that outfit.
I know.
That's a good drink.
They call that cold shoulder now for some reason.
Oh.
Everywhere. If you shop on ASOS.
Federation decor.
Not your style.
I love that. It looks like Balmain.
Conformity.
Last
style.
Season, like that fabric, that thick strength,
the neoprene.
Yeah.
Brett, we need a power supply. Routing main power supply from Shields.
She looks so pretty.
I like another.
She does look really pretty.
It's like a different version of her makeup, which I like it. I like the art
well,
of
there
her.
She is again.
Ew.
Counselor Troy.
I'm not.
Fuck you. That made me so mad.
Yeah.
Counselor Troy.
There she is again.
Champagne.
Alice the comedian.
For two.
If a guy said that to me, I would be like, you need to bounce out this house.
Bye.
Yeah.
You don't like my again. Federation decor?
Yeah.
Bye.
It's a shit. Oh, by the way, it's a spaceship.
I love this.
Sorry, I couldn't get fucking.
I'm moving too fast for me.
No, it's not about you.
Corvette.
It's not about you, idiot. I'm moving fast for me. I'm measuring me. I like that.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about you all day.
Look at this asshole response.
I hate him.
Kissing. He has veiny hands. I want to poke him. Poke, poke.
So soap opera-y.
Have had a nice day.
Anticipation is
you must
fun.
Have had a nice day because yeah. you were thinking about me all
he's
day.
Very, yeah,
I know.
He's
it sucks.
A lot.
He's one of those, right?
He's a lot.
I feel like
I think if you name your kid Devononi, that's just what happens, right?
If you're like from you Brussels can't. And like, yeah, I do like that. The little dots of his suit
yeah,
match
he's got a cute
her
suit.
Makeup. I feel like it's a purposeful choice.
Yeah, his yeah. suit has the measles. So, things get real hot and heavy real fast with these two. And
she's
these
moving
two,
too fast for herself.
These two crazy kids. And, can you plug them all in?
Brett's doing a switcheroo. So, guys, let's not get distracted by it.
I have to.
No? Let's okay, just keep
fine.
Going.
So, the next thing that happens is that they go back to the other plot, which we completely all forgot because it's not this
date. It's
date.
The wormhole.
Thank you. It's the wormhole.
The woman with the braces is like, wouldn't it be hilarious if she was just like, oh, sorry, I forgot to take off this annoying, crazy thing. Why didn't anyone tell me that
oh,
I was wearing
you
this?
You only wear it at night.
You guys.
You're supposed to be my friends. We don't know.
She has these like, crazy well, devices in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's
it looks like headgear. And it, you know what I was thinking is a lot of times like you'll see an alien species that has something like that and you're like, what if it's just that person? Like what if it's
right,
not it's, their species? It's just a her thing.
It's
you know?
Just her.
What was your favorite? Who was your favorite? What was this guy that has like an apparatus to breathe and you made a song about it?
Benzite?
Yeah, Benzite.
Yeah,
they have like a
Benzite.
They have a floating thing in front of their mouth. I was like unable to stop clenching my jaw while I was sleeping. Yeah. So I have like a thing that I wear. But I still kept going and going. I was so stressed over, I don't know what happened. And I went to my doctor and I went to a TMJ specialist and he was like, you can do Botox, which is like the fancy solution on your like
I love
jaw
a fancy solution.
Muscles. Yeah, I love it too. I'm like, but I was afraid of, I never injected my face with anything. So I was, that option
but
felt terrifying.
I have.
But he was like, the other option.
I've injected your face.
Really? In my
you
face?
Don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I shouldn't fall asleep in the studio ever again.
Well, that's on you, really.
Yeah.
We were at
truly,
work.
I mean, yeah, I admit that. And then he was like, the other option is to have like a full device around your head. and I like a gear.
Botox it out.
But yeah, I'm a babe. Single woman, so I can't be doing that, you know? Because I'm trying.
So did they Botox your jaw?
No, no, not right there and then. I was like, let me see how it goes. Like, they injected my head. Because I was like having terrible migraines. This is a whole long story to say that I'm not wearing a long, I'm not wearing what she's wearing. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they didn't have Botox on her planet. Like she says, they have no technology.
Right.
Well,
they just have this wormhole.
I did put Botox on in my jaw 2 years ago. And then it made my, I was so afraid of a needle entering my face or my face like changing that I threw up in the... I threw up in the place, in the spa, quote unquote, and all the other women, like, they were just coming in, getting a bunch of injections and leaving all red in their face. And I was like,
oh my gosh,
threw up. And then they were like, oh, like, oh my gosh, I feel like they were like, she's not a lady. I felt very like female judged. And then I left and then my problem went away and I never had to do it again, thankfully. But that's... such a panic. I almost like prefer to have been like that diplomat. Like
I don't really care about that stuff.
Really?
Too much. I mean, I wouldn't get like rhinoplasty or something.
What if they pinch a nerve and I feel weird for like I look weird for months? Or what if like
it'd be annoying, but
what if like I can't swallow because of it or if it goes the wrong way or do something wrong? I'm bad at instructions. I just like panic.
That's right. Yeah. Like when you get your ears pierced and it gets infected every time immediately because you can't follow the fucking directions.
You know, weirdly, I got my ears like I have like three and two and all of them were at the beach with like almost a drunk guy with like dirty fingers and like I was perfectly fine. At like 14, I was like, here you do that.
That's how all Venezuelans get their ears pierced.
One in Puerto Rico.
By like a, by like a, like a, like a lobster comes up and he's like.
And I'm like, go for it. Go for it, bitch.
You lobster, you do it.
Your rings are always greener when they're in the other ear. Yeah,
stop singing. Do it. That's how I got my ears pierced. But injecting my face, I thought my face was going to like change shape or something. And I wanted to.
I understand that.
Be OG.
It would be Veronica. A trip. What do you feel? How do you feel about the Botox?
Oh, anywhere I can put it. Yeah, that's really? A new place
it
I've never heard
like it
of
feels
it.
Feels good.
Just go for it.
I want to. I know when you were talking about it, I've got this jaw thing right now, and I'm like, put it in my head. I want it.
Now I want that.
Yeah.
Well,
I
started
my head to be smooth.
I'm using my device now, my like teeth thing. But yeah. If it goes, it was so fine. Mostly, the worst thing that happened was that I threw up because I psyched myself out of it. So I would do it again, but I don't need it right now.
Botox is fierce. It's like one of the only injectables that has no like downside.
Yeah,
that
and it's
I've
so
seen.
Cool.
But are you afraid of like if it like I had a friend Jocelyn. let's say her name is Jocelyn.
Beep.
Brett, edit that out. Well, I have several friends Jocelyn, so it doesn't matter.
Well, but is it Jocelyn Hughes or Jocelyn?
so
DeBoer
many Jocelyn.
Or Jocelyn.
I have so many friends named
we
Jocelyn.
We could just this whole
I right. have at least 10. Friends named Jocelyn.
10 Jocelyns.
So, but she injected her forehead and you could tell when she did Botox because like her one eyebrow would always like flip up.
So she looked quizzical. it was like a conversation
Aren't
starter.
Are you afraid?
Like,
Are you afraid?
Hello there. Yeah.
Does it hurt your face? I mean,
no.
I'm
Sounds
terrified.
Like it feels good.
It's Maybe amazing. One day I'll go there. I'm not judging. I'm just personally panicked.
The only thing, though,
I feel like do whatever it makes you feel.
I don't care about my face wrinkles
fat.
At all. I want less fat here because it's gonna get jowly. I know how these Midwesterners get.
Fat is different than
the
like
girls with
overgrown
the big cheeked girls that we are, like from the fucking Minnesota. Nobody in Minnesota has cheekbones. I don't care what you say. If you're fucking
you
born in the Midwest, they just don't have cheekbones. They're under all this. That's why I have a baby face.
But I feel like that muscle back there is burning some of that little fat. Because if it's fat, no. Mm. Am I a weird scientist?
You're a weird scientist.
Okay.
You're a scientist. All right, let's continue.
Okay, let's see this like making out. So you know what helps with your face? Making out.
Is it true?
You use so many muscles.
We'll be late for dinner.
So he comes back. He's already making out with her again.
He's like, we're not even going to dinner.
I hate that his dress is gray.
She has blue tights on.
Yep, they love monochrome. And this guy's wasted.
He got poisoned by the Ferengi.
Man.
Well, he found his way around the ship.
I seem to be a bit warm.
Oh no, the only Hispanic man in all of space is dying.
I like when there's they have to ask for an extra.
It's horrible. Look at the Ferengis. Like, what?
Yeah, they're disco Ferengi.
They're always dressed so good disco.
Well, I most certainly do. First, you conveniently arranged to play.
Okay, let's go to the sex. I'm sorry, but I want to just see how hot you can be in space.
Okay, well, space is very cold.
Space shade here to Riker from Devonon. What is his name?
His dumb face. Devononi.
Devononi.
Oh, I hate his
difficult
face.
Difficult position this must be for you. If you don't understand something, I hope you won't be too embarrassed to ask me.
Embarrassed?
I think I have an idea what the rules are. Well, that's what makes it so interesting. The rules of the game change to fit the moment.
Not moment. Unlike commanding a starship, Mr. Rall.
Well, Mr. Riker's placed a great deal of emphasis on defense. A subject he obviously knows well, having served Starfleet in a number of conflicts.
I forgot you hate.
Now, the Cressalians, we're enemies to no one. And we choose to remain that way.
It's like the words neutral. Chris and the word alien.
Right, Chris alien.
Neutral.
I love his gloves and fingers. Like, yeah, gigantic rings.
I only have two fingers.
About Chris Hemsworth?
Like, if you only have four Chris fingers, aliens. You might as well, like, wear four thick rings, right?
A totally. Ring on every finger.
I know, yeah.
It's like Shakira when she was.
No one would claim that the Cressalians are as powerful as the mighty Federation. But we have resources and technology and scientists, too. But we also have had peace for 10 That's generations.
He turns off his PowerPoint, and then they go and they cut right to the foot massage.
So I love the micro dot
the
fabric.
Metallics have the same pink as the nails.
These negotiations
I feel like this art team in general in Star Trek: The Next Generation,
like
they were all in communication, like in very good communication with each other.
Or it was one guy
running around with like sequins
so
and like also
Devononi Rall. Who are you?
Well, what do your Betazoid senses tell you about me?
Betazoid?
Not much.
I'm from Brussels.
My
you know me, I'm just a guy from Brussels.
My response must be blocking
what?
Them out.
What? Oh, he went. He
it
left.
It never happened to me before.
There's so many awkward shots of someone laying down. Like it's always like awkward in the jaw.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
hard.
Like,
I wouldn't be.
What's this thing? That this like fat? Chin? The chin fat?
What about Commander Riker?
The bottom of the face fat? It's
face,
so like it's
face
so
bottom girls.
First face bottom girls. It's awkward.
Who have you been talking to?
No one. No one. I just sensed something when I saw the two
have
of you.
Have you
again.
Been personnel file stalking me?
Will Riker and I are good friends.
Uh-huh.
What a stalker. That's why I delete my ex-boyfriends in my Instagram. So no one can be like, who's Jorge? And I'm like, my first boyfriend.
More than that.
This is racy. She literally is straddling.
Yeah, she is.
And there's so many metallics around.
When there's so many metallics.
About me
her bed is like fierce.
I know.
Like
her bed is.
Out.
It really
talk
is.
About their wives to you.
Her bed is a Bob Mackie creation.
Who counsels
it literally
the
is.
It's a lion's den. Like a fabulous.
I want to know about you.
Look at
I'm
that.
I'm just here right now. Just me. Wanting to run away with you.
400 years in the future, they're alive.
So
like
you
me. You know what's more
damn
comfortable? Damn metallic sheets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a guy from Belgium. I'm born and raised in Belgium.
I felt as if I've been waiting for you.
Now he's going to tell her the real
I'm
story.
Trying to understand why or how that's possible.
Does it matter?
Yes, baby. Okay, every time a guy says, does it matter when you're like questioning him? Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's why I brought it up, bitch.
I asked.
Yeah.
It does matter.
I'm waiting for an answer. Does it matter? Yes,
does
it does.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does. Okay, that's why I'm bringing it up. But that's why I'm on top of you bringing it up.
He sucks.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he matters.
Well, it will when I tell you. But you must promise never to tell anyone else.
Because I'm from Brussels.
Never to tell.
What?
They don't like this kind of thing in Brussels, where I'm from.
I am part Betazoid, too. My mother was one half, I am one quarter.
You're empathic?
The only one of five children.
from Brussels.
I must admit, I was never as comfortable sensing it's emotion crazy in as Brussels. You seem to be.
So that's why you left Earth.
I like yes. that they kept her mustache.
I learned to live with it.
What?
Use it.
What? She's got a bit of a shadow. Have.
Oh, me too.
But still.
I know, but I like that they didn't take it off.
It isolates us, doesn't it?
If someone came to me to try to take off my mustache, I'd be like, you.
So I tucked my heart away.
Really? Because I feel like nowadays they just.
I didn't want it. At the negotiating table.
I love that he's like in this metallic pillow the entire time.
Yeah.
But I never realized how much I needed mine. Until I looked at you.
Fuck me. It's very racy. Like, you can see her, like, fatty. You see her fatty. Ooh. What's that pajama she's wearing? It's horrible.
You do? Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's like a peasanty, like, tunic
dress. I love a peasanty tunic dress. What's wrong with that? You don't wear stuff like that. You're all about structure.
I don't.
You like a structured tailored piece.
I don't
piece.
Like looking like a little bag because I'm too short for that. I like more like.
I'm shorter than you.
But it's like a little.
I often really like, realize that I look like a little bag.
It's a bag.
I look like a tiny drawstring
but
bag.
I'm also like,
I look like a little bag.
But I'm also brown. I mean, if you feel sexy looking like a little bag.
I guess I do, but.
But I'm like.
I guess I do, but I shouldn't. So
I don't
many
know.
Things
I feel like
that.
I look matronly and kind of like I gave birth
three
times.
No, okay, let's stop. Yes, I am already there.
I like wearing
something
that's like.
I look like I pushed out a few.
I'm like a bralette. Tight shorts.
Person. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Yeah, you're younger than me.
You're darn.
You're younger than me and you're from Brussels. Just like I am. Born and raised.
That guy is like, so what then I want to talk about how the only, I think, two women scene that happens is them. First of all, it's like what I call ladies brunch episode because it's like both of them are exercising, talking about men, and it's such a stereotype, but it's also, like, impossible not to engage with this because it's, like, super 80s.
It's so 80s.
It's so, well, 90s,
I guess.
And
the costumes are just, where
I
are
mean,
they?
The costumes, again, are racy.
Yeah.
Like, this is.
To see Beverly Crusher.
They're like thongs.
Yeah.
I know.
It's pretty satisfying.
So when do they talk? Let's see. Here
there
we go.
There it is. And also, they have really coordinated.
They've done this for years.
This is something they've been doing together for so long.
They've been doing.
Sorry,
this.
I'm late.
It's also this. Like a multi-mirror.
There had to be a mirror there.
Yes.
That's me exercising
it's a little
this morning.
Porny. It's very porny. I don't know. I don't know that the show remains this porny later in later seasons.
No. It's always sexy a little bit, but it's never
but it's
porny.
Suggested.
This
sex.
Is very porny.
Straight
this
up.
Scene.
Like highlight your boobs, highlight your butt, and mirror so we can see all of the body entirely.
I wonder how the actresses felt about it.
You're
at
a
the
different
time.
Number this morning.
They were
I'll
not
say.
Into it.
I think it's sad that
Devanami Rao.
I mean, I know we talk about our sex lives as we
and wonderful
interact.
I feel completely out of control. Happy, terrified.
I hate that this is something I've done.
But there's nothing rational about this. Who needs rational when your toes curl up?
That's like a witch.
I know.
That's like a Wizard of Oz witch thing. You know when like the toes
they curl
up.
Yeah.
Oh, curl upward.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, you, that happens to you?
That happens.
You should go to the doctor. Oh,
you
are
the
doctor.
Doctor.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, dear.
That looked
maybe,
into.
I don't know. Maybe it was a house.
And then they both do a full split.
They literally both just drop into a split.
Because they both can. Because they both been trying it for years. Good butt.
I'm afraid I'm going to lose myself. I can't get enough of him.
Why double marriage?
Is it possible to fall in love in one day? I did. It was like this for you and Jack? No, it was another fella. I fell in love in a day. It lasted a week. But what a week.
Hey! I love
then
that.
I met Jack. Oh, took months to figure it out with him. Well, then maybe I should slow down.
No, you have to have
Catch
sex now as you have it in front of you.
Not let this thing get out of control.
He's gonna leave in no time. This makes me upset. Yes, you.
I get no complaints.
They're at a bar.
She's like, get away from me. Background.
He's trying to talk to everybody. I wouldn't mind talking to a Ferengi.
To be honest, I was surprised to see the Caldonians here at all.
Yeah, I like it. They're so petty. Fun to gossip with them. They just be like, who do you hate dealing with?
They are
so petty.
They are, yeah, they're really onto shit and what's up and gossip. And they're like plotting little revenges left and right.
All the time.
Yeah.
They don't trust anybody.
I think Caldonians
are
Mr.
amazing. Because I like hoodie that
all.
Just like,
not
it's when I wear
it's
a hoodie fierce. And I like, I tie it up.
It's very like Fenty for Puma.
I want it to fall like that.
Yeah.
It is Fenty for Puma. Yeah. It is very Fenty.
Contrary, I always respected your world's commitment to pure research.
Commitment.
It's just that, well,
go on.
Go.
Please.
Well, scholars don't always enjoy administrative demands.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the
I
next.
I want somebody to be like, you're Belgian, right?
Or, yeah, me and my entire family from. Okay, here we go. Sorry, I'm focusing on just the sex because. Look, R2. For all of you out there, just watch the show, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone
I like this
was
dress.
Talking today about
yeah,
the way you
great.
Absorbed the Caldonian bit.
And the glistening of everything.
Well, the opening
like,
was there.
I love
I
it.
I took it.
Commander Riker didn't know how you managed it.
Let me tell you something about Commander Riker.
And where I got this robe
He's
from.
Good. He's the most dangerous man in that room to me.
But he doesn't have an edge. Your edge.
Our edge. You make it sound unethical.
It. Isn't it?
Deanna, it's just business.
I'm from Brussels.
That's what Trump said.
What are they eating?
Look at their forks.
Why haven't you told anyone you're an empath?
Because I find it makes people uncomfortable.
I think you don't tell them so you can gain an advantage.
Well.
Well, yeah. I gained an advantage by using it with you. You didn't seem to mind that.
It's like, conquer the girl, have sex with the girl, fight right. with the girl. Boom, boom, boom.
See, it lasted
Look,
a week,
Deanna,
just like Beverly said.
Yeah.
This
the point
robe
of negotiating
comes from Brussels.
Is to take advantage.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what the other side is offering, and they don't know what I'm offering. So we dance around each other until somebody wins. I never cry foul when I lose.
But you're reading their emotional states, their inner selves, and then using that to manipulate them.
Well, people have been doing that for thousands of years.
It's called
just
marketing.
By listening carefully, by watching body language. I just happen to be better at it. You do it.
Target does it.
I do it to help my crew,
That's what they do.
Not outmaneuver them. And I don't hide that I'm an empath.
Yeah.
Oh, so you announce it to every alien culture you encounter?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you use it to give your side an advantage? Do you tell the Romulan that's about to attack that you sense that he may be bluffing? Or do you just tell it to your captain?
Don't yell at a woman at breakfast.
Yeah, we don't know because it's dark outside all the time.
Let's
that's make it
different.
Breakfast.
That's a matter of protection.
I think it's
yes.
dinner because they're dressed
protection.
Up.
Your protection.
Why is
your
he in a
captain,
robe and she's in a
your
dress?
Crew, mm, your edge. Yes.
Okay, they both
Now it's
have
a matter of
points.
Life and death when you
they
take
do.
The advantage. Me, I deal in property. Exchanges. Nobody gets hurt. So you tell me, which one of us would you say has more of a problem with ethics?
And which one of us is from Brussels?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Just won't let it go. And that's how this romance, wow.
And then, because he has to challenge Riker now. This scene, where he tells Riker that he's sleeping with her.
I love a nice...
That's so rotted.
What do you think about his response? Yeah, he doesn't have to talk to her like that, even though he is
I mean,
a little right.
I mean, he's kind of right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... He's still a jerk.
Also, like, you're in a robe.
May I join you, Commander?
Yeah. Maybe suit up if you're going to have
Maybe
that.
Calm. Like, yeah, just
what
relax.
The Ferengi yet, Rolf? Think I should give it a try?
No, but I think that you will. One way or another, it's going to come down to you and me. You know, you're very good at this.
Very good.
Because he plays
much better
poker
than you realize.
Well, I hope I'm better than you realize.
The last mile of the marathon is always the toughest.
He's so fast.
That's when the winners are willing to take the big risks. You willing to do that?
We'll see, won't we?
Well, let's see now. I'm prepared to reach a firm agreement with Bhavani before we learn the outcome of your probe's expedition. Are you? Well, well, well. That would not be looked upon favorably by the Federation, I'd imagine. You see, you have to be willing to take that last step alone, or it just isn't worth playing.
Your point of view, not mine.
Oh, I see that, Commander. I see that.
He's like a...
Otherwise, you wouldn't be second.
Shitty Jimmy Stewart.
That's like too low.
Yeah.
He's first in command, first of all.
Yeah, that's true. He's number one.
Second.
Don't. You know, don't. I feel responsible for you in a way. Related.
Pussy cousins. What is it called?
Is that what it's called?
It's like, it's called something sisters or like something brothers.
Yeah. When
two people share one hole.
I don't know.
Brett, come on. You know this.
I don't know if Brett's going to want to weigh in
from your crazy sexual life. Right? Brett? Brett's like...
Brett made a Brett-shaped hole in the wall.
And then he left. He was crazy. No, it's like, it's called something like sisters.
Sisters?
It's like...
Like, if you and I had sex with the same dude, we would be whatever
we're
that
like,
is,
sisters. We're like something sisters.
Right.
It's collars?
It's kind of disgusting.
Collar?
Collar one, you're on.
So tweet at us, at sisters.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I was calling in to say what kind of sisters it is. I think it's a cum sisters.
I don't think you're right about that. Thank you, caller.
All right, well, I'm a big fan of the show.
I think it's definitely cum sisters.
Oh, there's somebody else on the line.
I'm calling in too. I think it's definitely cum sisters.
Wow, you have someone screaming cum sisters in
the
background.
Sorry, that's my cum sister.
Oh,
she's screaming with me. We always travel everywhere just because of the fact of how we're cum sisters. We're cum sisters. That's right.
You guys are...
Her name's Devin Anna.
You guys are okay there?
Yeah, we're okay. What's the matter with you? What are you trying to imply?
How do y'all
we're
find
just having a
number?
Good time being in Brussels.
Okay.
Where we live.
Thank you. Thank you for that call. All right. We have an answer from our callers.
Yeah, you called.
That was a
particular,
very
call.
Specific call. Look. Do.
We both love Deanna. Oh, in different ways, of course.
He's more petty than the Ferengis.
I will remove that burden of responsibility right now. My relationship with Deanna stands very well on its own without any help from you.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It's just that, well, she's a remarkable woman.
Remarkable.
Brilliant. Lovely. Very passionate. And she could have been yours, Will.
It's, Riker is shook.
But you just did.
Yeah, I am too.
He's shook.
Shook face.
I'm here. And I'm going to take her too.
Now he says the best thing ever.
Riker, smile.
It's the first bad play I've seen you make. If you can bring happiness into Deanna's life, nothing would please me more. You know, you're really not such a bad sort, Rahl. Except you don't have any values beyond the value of today's bid, that is.
He really
Deanna
is so
just a woman
now.
To bring some meaning to your sorry existence.
Whoa.
It was smart not to take it.
I want friends like this.
Yeah.
To be like, to confront any potential lover and be like, here's the seven things.
Here's what it is.
Yeah, here's what it is.
Let's have some Alka-Synth. Synthahol drinks in the fake bar.
Yeah.
With
it down,
tell
half
you
an
what
extra.
It is.
I'll treat you to a Sumerian sunrise.
Sumerian sunrise.
Because I'm in love with Riker, and the reason is because he's so quick. That's the thing.
He's like, really.
Yeah. Like, do you play poker? What's poker? Like,
right.
I don't know. He's just like, always has like a thing behind the thing that's so like quick. And I love this. Listen, if all my ex-boyfriends were like this, it would be so amazing, right?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Like,
if your exes were, like, there.
Yeah.
And they were just showed up for you, and they were just like, hey, we want
respect
you to
respect that person.
Yes, I didn't.
That's why she dumped me.
It would be great if, yeah, just helping them along.
Yeah.
But also he said he was a sorry.
Sorry existence.
Sorry existence.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Of all the petty, Riker won by far. Mm-hmm. With a reason, too.
He was, I wish he, like, could then do the thing where he got off the stool backwards.
Like know? This, like how he legs up.
Have you seen the video of Riker just getting on chairs?
No.
He just...
It's
yeah,
so
just,
you it's wonderful.
Find it. Riker sitting down.
It's, I doubt that you are.
I'll find it. Now I'm Googling.
To the last mile.
Well, I want to have to.
So they don't get drunk off these drinks.
He got up. Right? He got up pretty sassily. No. Although I think they can maybe activate it if they want.
They can, like, it feels like you're drunk, but you're not.
You're not damaging your system.
Sir.
Yeah.
So it's that's pretty cool. So this is like her short-lived affair, which I'm interested in because Deanna doesn't get that much of sexual action.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me because she's such a, like Geordi.
It's more desirable to my planet. Excuse me, Premier, there's something you should
every
know.
Time.
His leg goes up over
every
the
time.
Chair.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
All the
was
time.
Something
time.
You wanted to
well,
say?
He's like sassing someone up.
That's which sassy.
Is, yeah, it is. He's very good.
He's no, got his thing.
Not at all.
Is she the woman with the mouthpiece is giving me from Dynasty, mm-hmm. With the Linda Evans
uh-huh.
from Dynasty. Like uh-huh. if you squint, it actually looks like Linda Evans.
Do you think
Evans.
It has something to do like with the peach? The
overwhelming the
peach
pantsuit.
Right.
Skirt suit, definitely.
Yeah.
She was so-
I feel like, so that wig that she has, that mouthpiece woman, mm-hmm. would look good on me. That's exactly the wig that would look good on me. I like,
the
I look good.
You like that
wig?
Triangular yeah. silver like, what
triangle? Yeah. Yes.
Crimped. Right.
Crimped. The balding, like receding hairline, crimped silver
I'm
wig.
Into it.
Yeah. I'm, I feel like
I
that
wish
would
my
be-
hair was all one length so I could crimp it.
Right.
Do you know what? I don't know if you know this hair secret, but you don't have straight hair, but you do. And so.
Okay.
My,
well.
Not, I mean.
So for a second,
throwing
this
insults
isn't
left
about
and right.
you.
Go ahead.
So my hairstylist is always wears her hair straight down. Mm-hmm. And not much going on. Like she's always, it's always just really healthy and straight down. And I'm always like. Yeah, you don't really do much to her hair. And then she revealed to me that underneath the top layer, she crimps. She uses a crimper to crimp underneath to give it volume.
Game changer.
Game is changed.
Okay.
The game
okay,
done
so
changed.
What's happening is all of the top that people look at from the outside.
Yeah, it's
is
very
great.
Sleek and shiny and normal. And it just looks like you have a lot of healthy straight hair. And then you're crimping the underlayer.
And underneath is rotting, crimped.
No, not rotting.
I'm joking.
Rotting.
Rotting.
Just fully rotting.
They're like bugs. She
fully
lifts
broken.
It up. There's like bugs.
There's like a hella wasp
yeah.
there and shit.
Like a roach just like left
yeah,
her
just like,
skull.
Oh, Jesus. God. And that's your wow. hairstylist.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no.
Ready for a cotton collar.
And that's why you do your own cigarette.
I'm just like, oh my God.
There's like a roach smoking a cigarette.
In there.
She's
tiny, tiny cigarette.
Such a garbage pail kid.
It's like also parts of it are bleeding. It's very harsh.
Okay. It's just crimped.
I feel like crimped hair right. is like damaged.
Suddenly felt uncomfortable.
I love that she's like,
well,
you're
all, it was a very
I'm so sorry I fucked you. And now I'm going to like
situation.
My revenges in the workplace.
But that's what's so odd.
Nice.
It wasn't tense at all. In fact, I sensed no tension from you or Gus.
I was tense. I was ready to blow it up. I strongly protest.
Screen off.
Ooh.
Nice.
It was as though you were performing a scene for all of us.
Pardon me, Captain. I believe there's a slight conflict of interest here.
I agree entirely. Mr. Rahl asked me not to tell anyone he has empathic powers.
Yeah, the cut of her
jumpsuit
is exquisite.
Which he uses to manipulate his competitors in a
yes.
negotiation. And yes,
it's just so slight,
it did put
but
me
yeah.
in a
perfect.
Conflict of interest, which I hope I have now resolved.
And this?
Premier, I believe Rahl has used your fear of continuing aggression between the Federation and its enemies to undermine our position. I also believe that this incident was staged by Rahl and Goss to provide you a reason to choose in favor of the Cressalians.
Captain, it's the shuttlecraft. They're coming back through.
What are you gonna say, baby?
Shuttle 9 to
that
Enterprise.
Was very engaging to
on
me.
On screen.
I love
the whole scene.
This is Shuttle yes. 9 reporting in.
And then
barely.
Turquesa with like that red.
Pod, Commander. Trapped on the other side, sir. In Delta Quadrant, we tried to warn them. They wouldn't follow us.
Elaborate.
So this wormhole, it's weird because they say that's the only wormhole in the galaxy, but then there's like all of
no,
Space
but it's
Nine.
Only stable wormhole.
Well, but yeah, next to Bajor, there's a stable wormhole.
Well, but that's not in the same galaxy, right?
I think, yeah, they go to the Delta Quadrant through the wormhole of Bajor.
Okay.
But this is like this is before they came up with DS9. So this is like, they don't know that they're going to create a whole show about a wormhole yeah. and like it okay. being a tunnel.
Oh, so they make a spinoff based on that concept yeah. of yes. like the very popular wormhole that everybody wants to use.
Yes, yeah. but it's things like come highway. From the other side.
It's like that a
are
town
not,
by the highway.
That are not cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's a town by the highway. Yeah. And like what comes from the other side is heavy. So, and it's a war. It's woo. So great.
It's woo.
I like woo. That. But I love that it's like, this is a classic story of a person who's like, I'm infatuated by this like, all this gallantry, all this like mm-hmm. talk, and like I like that he dominates and takes off my hair, even though I didn't
I love
ask
his European
him for
accent.
It. Yes, and he's so European, and he whispers warmth in my ear, and then she's like fully falls for this.
Yeah,
has sex, feels yeah. like so many feelings, shares mm-hmm. it with his girlfriends, and then eventually it's all like. She realizes what this person is actually yeah. doing on her own. She's like, this has moral implications. I don't like how you're handling this. I'm going to tell it to you. And then he makes a faux pas with Riker, but that's independent, I feel like, from... That's just for us to see his character as a person.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she, on her own, decides in the workplace, in front of everyone, to be like...
To call it out.
Yeah. yeah. And he told her this like in a very vulnerable place. They're both naked in bed. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to say it anyway.
She was wearing a peasant bag dress.
She was looking like a tiny little bag.
She did. Yeah, she was a bag.
A matronly little
she
bag.
She obviously pushed out a few kids. That's how she looked. And imagine if she was shorter, it'd be even worse.
We're different styles, Alice. I have a short distance between my hip okay, and my ribs.
I also
and I just
that.
Don't like looking wide and baggy and like I pushed out children.
I love it.
Because there's a stereotype about Hispanic women always
it.
Being pregnant.
So it's different.
It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Yeah.
All right.
And I like to counteract the stereotype okay. of white infertility. Like that's a stereotype.
It's a stereotype.
You know the stereotype of white infertility. It's, yeah, it's why people are so scared. So yeah, I like that she's like on her own.
Yeah,
take possession of like I don't know. I just like this empower.
Yeah.
It's so empowered and old, 30 years old.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, you could question her morals about like taking information she got like personally, but not really. If you want to like be devil's advocate.
Well,
if you
wanna... he like immediately like demonstrated how kind of shady he is mm-hmm. in his job because he's her, orchestrating yeah. this fake thing to manipulate mm-hmm. the negotiations. It's like one thing if you want to be like, oh, I see what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And but he like is like faking.
Immediately defensive as soon as she called. Even though he's yeah. kind of right. He
it's
was immediately
like,
defensive.
Which
I
is
wonder, a sign, tell sign, by the way.
I wonder if there were any signs early on, like maybe when he came into her room for the very first time without ringing the doorbell and then just straight up took her headband off.
And yeah. whispered in
like,
her.
Like if he'd only done something her. Like that, she might have known.
Right.
Early. But I don't know. There were no.
There was no clear signs like that. Or he's like, "Hey, meet me at dinner. I hate your job."
I swear that's how I feel.
Like
that's what I swear that's how I feel. Or I'm like, there were no red flags.
Yeah. And from, your friends
like,
are
if
like,
you're a viewer, you're like,
it's
they were like,
all red. Yeah.
He came in wearing flags.
Yeah, he was wearing yeah. a toga that was made of red flags.
Yeah.
He was waving one, like it's gigantic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, there were none.
Yeah.
It was just sexy how he like undressed me without asking me for my permission and kind of like whispered. I'm just so freaked out by whispers.
The wet whispering.
Yeah, the wet whisper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a hot air balloon.
The hot breathing.
The hot
wetness.
Breathing. Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost never okay.
Yeah. And his Brussels accents is just.
It's okay if it's your intimate partner or Santa.
That's disgusting.
I mean, you know, because Santa's got secrets. Is that not?
Secret Santa.
Yeah, Secret Santa. That's why they call him Secret Santa.
Because he has secrets.
He has so many secrets to tell.
Well, everyone has secrets. If you think about it, right?
Alaska, what's your favorite holiday?
What?
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 I just started to. What? I just wanted to know all of a sudden.
I like Halloween.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always have fun.
Yeah.
And everyone dresses up, and so and you can they act like I act all the time.
They kind of dress up. I mean, maybe don't move in our circles because
yeah,
sucks.
Right. Our circles
it's
are
just lame ass.
So
like,
what were you last Halloween?
A girl.
A girl.
No, I'm just kidding. I love that. Like that as a costume, like, yeah I'm gonna dress up like a woman. I'm gonna be a girl for Halloween. It's funny
when that's guys dress up as a woman, because I do
as a costume.
I've had guys like that dress up. I've had straight guys be like, I'm gonna dress up just out of nowhere as a woman for Halloween. My dad did it once, and it's like, it's funny to watch that process because the parts of guys' personalities, whoever they are, like, will like reveal themselves in the process of like getting ready to do all the things
very
that like
much.
Women get ready to do when they dress up. And it's like, it's just like, it's like, ah, this is funny. And then it starts being like a thing where it's like, oh,
it's
is it
real.
Funny? It's like, no, it's actually like, I got to make sure everything is, you know,
it's real. It's very like, revealing.
It's very, very revealing.
Drag is super revealing.
Yeah.
Because how you get ready reveals so much about you. I feel like to me, I'm entered a time warp where like time doesn't exist and I can maybe be there for 2 hours or seven.
Or
it doesn't matter. I don't have concept of time.
True.
Or doing just, the like, thing doing where thing. You get ready. I used to do this thing with my friends all the time. I was like, we'd all come over to pregame, get ready to go out, and then like maybe not even ever go out.
Right. The going out is sort of not even as fun.
Yeah.
It's about the mirror and the things and the makeup and the glitter and what are you going to pull out?
What are we going to look? What's the look?
It happens two Halloweens ago. I was with an ex-boyfriend, the only one that I actively hate. And then he and I were like having dinner at this like restaurant, and there were a lot of people dressed as Mexicans.
Oh no.
And I was like,
what the fuck?
I mean, I'm not a Mexican person, but I see how you're using an ethnicity as a costume, and that's like crazy to me that it can happen. Like, people are still like, I'll be a Native American. I worked at a cafe, and someone that my cafe crush, he was like, I'm gonna dress like an Indian. And
no.
I was like,
no.
I was like,
red flag.
But I loved you.
Red flag toga.
Yes. Horrible. Oh. I loved him until then. I was like, oh. He's like, but my friends are telling me I'm racist. I don't understand it. And I was like, your barista's not going to explain that to you. I don't get paid enough.
Yeah,
I'm just
that's
gonna,
right.
It's not
You're
my
not
job.
Do that emotional
it's not
labor.
My job.
This is what I was. I hope you. Ooh. I feel like you'd appreciate this.
Oh, this is why you brought this up.
Oh my, Data Von Teese. Data Von Teese, that's brilliant.
Isn't
you look
it?
Amazing.
Isn't it?
It was
Are you painted gold like Data?
Yeah, I had a glistening face. It was really weird. And like, I was on basically a date, mm-hmm. right? Like, Vero and I went to
we
a
went
party
out.
Together.
I was Ladybug.
She was beautiful.
Black Swan.
Like, Ladybug, Black Swan.
Because I had a Ladybug costume around.
And she did her makeup as a black swan, so it was like,
that's a
but it was
up.
Like a ladybug, so it was kind of lame.
But I was like, my now boyfriend's house, and like meeting all of his friends, you know. But I was like, had this white caked makeup on and stuff.
We were
and
the
I
only
didn't
ones.
Feel
like, hi,
cute.
It's so nice to meet you.
And yeah,
hello.
And like no one got it. People were like, are you a Star Trek thing? And then some people were like, I know what Data Von Teese is, but no one knew the both
Data
things.
Data Von Teese.
This is all I have. This is all
wow,
I have.
Wow, that makeup's beautiful.
Yeah, she's really good.
I did. I wanted to be like, ladybugs are so innocent that I felt like she was trying to be dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I was.
It's a good.
Yeah.
It's a mashup.
That's what I did at Comic-Con mm-hmm. when obviously like I was walking through a group of like kids who had no idea what the fuck I was dressed like. I was like, I'm a Star Trek. Because I used to mispronounce Star Trek, Star Trek.
Yeah, cute.
So I'm like, I'm a Star Trek. Hi.
That's amazing.
Fucking delightful.
I love, also, like, yeah, make fun of people who are like making fun of you before
I'm
they
like,
make fun of you.
I was so sick of being like, I'm Deanna Troi.
Yes.
And people just like literally like
That's
a blank.
That's so freeing.
At Comic-Con?
Vacant.
You don't want to get
at Comic-Con.
This is crazy.
We were doing like press outlets. So it was like once we like walked from the press thing literally to the hotel, we walked like two blocks among like the Comic-Con people. Everyone was like, yes, work. Yeah. I was like, this is what I've been needing
right,
all day.
Right, right.
We were doing like, I'm doing a press photo for Sharknado for Anna Timmit Wickler.
Yeah.
And here I'm a giant Deanna Troi.
Being amongst actual nerds and like them appreciating what you're doing is so nice.
That made me happy. Rewarding.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you'll get it. Not only you'll get it, you'll be like shocked by how good this looks.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I know the character and I love how like really good you did it. When I saw it, I was like, ah!
I hope nobody else does this. But
I think I would have like catcalled you. I would have been like,
I love that. I was living for that.
Yes, that's what I would have done.
I want to be the little girl from Hereditary.
I did not watch that.
Did you see it?
Okay.
Yeah, with a big sweatshirt, you know, and then like messy hair and like a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can go.
I went as Bjork in Dancer in the Dark. Dancing in the Dark?
Yeah. The year that came out?
No. Years
Way
later.
Later.
And people, everyone was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so sad when you're like, I know this. I like 2 years in a row, I've like dressed as like the specific movie characters. And everyone's like, no.
Yeah, well, you have to go the year of it that it's made. You can't just wait.
But I don't like topical.
You can't just
like
wait
that.
A smooth 7 years.
I don't like topical that. Like that. I like being like, this is my, this is Fellini.
Same.
Well, obviously not. Deanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went as like a, La Strada, if you ever watched it. Whatever. It's an Italian clown movie from the 50s.
Oh.
And everyone was so confused and I was so angry. It was irrational. Everything was irrational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
That's how I get to.
I feel welcomed and accepted. Thank you. Well, this was so nice.
How's this end? She shames him in front of everyone.
Okay, yeah.
The wormhole is fake.
I love that you're the wormhole's fake.
It becomes a non-issue.
The wormhole is currently
He's explaining it.
He may run into them in 80 years or so.
So wait, what about like warp speed? You can't do that. That's
Can't warp in a shuttle.
You can't warp in a shuttle.
But someone couldn't go and get them. They're just going to leave them out there for 80 years.
I guess so. Will you go? Will you rewind? Because I want to have that question too.
Okay.
Answered as well.
80 years.
No, you don't have to go back that far.
Okay.
Don't go back 80 years. There.
Okay.
That's what I want. I want your data talking.
You can't warp in a shuttle. No. You can't warp in a shuttle now. You can't warp in shuttle all the time. You warp in shuttle.
Press play. Okay.
Elaborate. This end of the wormhole is currently stable, but the other end apparently shifts positions periodically.
That's me.
The Barzan probe had no way to recognize this. Eventually, both sides will be unstable.
That's my relationship.
Dry well, Captain.
That's your wave.
Acknowledge, shuttle. Main shuttle bay.
She's so sad. My dry well.
We have a final approach.
Aye, sir.
And no one
Captain,
even told me I had devices
Damon
in
Goss
my face.
Damon Goss is demanding to know where his men are. Advise him to set his coordinates for the Delta Quadrant. He may run into them in 80 years or so.
Maybe if they warp, it still takes 80 years.
Mr. Rall.
Crazy.
Congratulations on winning the rights to the Barzan wormhole.
I take the risks, Mr. Riker. And I stand by my agreements.
Stand by?
Hi, I have an asymmetrical neckline.
That means we're over.
I've moved on.
The head wrap
As
is
you
so,
can
the,
tell.
The
head wrap in place, bitch.
It's so elaborate that he could never.
I've been called by the Chrysalians.
Because they're kind of the same, but she's fully out and
I'm
his
sorry.
Is covered.
Yeah.
Like his blue.
That's true.
I understand the stakes.
She's
It'll
like, this is who I am.
What are the other Chris's? There's Chris Hemsworth.
I had to do it, Troy.
Chris Alien.
Chris Pine.
Bonnie was ready to go with the Federation.
There's so many Chris's.
Chris Alien.
What is this question?
I sensed it.
I've been called by the Chris Pines and the Chris Aliens.
I used up every card in the deck. I needed to change the rules.
They're teaming up with the Chris Hemsworths.
You to do that.
My human physical response must have been blocking my betazoid senses. I'm very grateful for what you did in a way. It's made me take a hard look at who I am.
I love that they have the same color
hard
palette, but
no.
He's,
I like what I see.
His,
they look like a ballroom dancing couple.
Because this is like a turquoise is like a
now I'm asking
throat
again.
Chakra almost, like so she speaks out the truth.
I need you.
Yeah.
And he has thick fabrics.
You could help me change. You could.
What's
could
a, like conscience. A knee chakra?
I'm not going to like a save you guy. So
yeah,
you're out of Star Trek now. A knee chakra? It's behind the knee, actually.
There are no chakras down there.
Really? Yeah,
there is?
Behind the knee.
I feel like I have a ton.
They're minor chakras.
All your chakras are located behind your left fell. Knee.
You're really unbalanced.
I had an accident.
an accident.
Happened at the gym.
That's how I want to be when I break up with
Space
someone.
Space Elaine. So Space.
Wow.
The guy's like, I was the worst. Kiss. You can save me. You can like help me.
Yeah.
Now I got a job.
I'm like, you remember that job?
She's
you
definitely
slammed?
Gonna need a fucking chocolate sundae now.
Also, yeah, let's not even real. Forget the fact that he was like, fuck being a counselor.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
actually,
now we see why
it's my career.
Yeah. Now we see why exactly.
They could have been a really good match though, because they both are. Like part Betazoid.
Yeah, it's hard to be in a universe where you're the only part Betazoid that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have really gone great, but he really.
But he was too much
sucks.
Of a fuckboy.
He's,
like,
he's a total fuckboy.
He's a total fuckboy. And she knew it when he came on board with a different girlfriend and then.
Immediate.
Shot her out into space.
That girl was wearing one red
he's
flag.
Like, he went to the cargo bay and he's like, wait for me here. And then he just left. She's like, Alaska,
her earrings
thank
were great,
you so
though.
Much for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been amazing. Where can we find you? Would you like to plug anything?
Yeah, the podcast, please. Please. Yes, everything.
Well, mostly just, I mean, if you like Drag Race,
yes.
Just listen to the podcast. It's really fun. I listen to it. I'm an avid listener.
What's it called? Where can we find it?
It's called Race Chaser. With Alaska and Willem.
And it's on the Forever Dog Network.
That's correct.
And?
So you can find it anywhere.
We can see you in Sharknado 6, right?
Yeah. It's going to be on Sci-Fi, I think, August 18th?
I have Sci-Fi.
Yes.
I'll be on the lookout.
Yes.
I know. I'm really excited. My niece is really excited. She's 8 and she loves Sharknado. So she's freaking out.
This is pretty amazing.
It's 8 years old is like a good
She's
time
obsessed.
To get into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's perfect. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here. And for bringing a communicator on you. And
yeah, Alaska, you'll see
also
in the
you're
pic.
Like in the same color palette as Deanna in her best outfit for
yeah,
today.
In the cold shoulder.
Yeah, the cold shoulder.
Get thee to ASOS.
Shouldering about.
Yes. All right.
We're
signing,
out, right?
Signing off.
Bye, Alex.
Bye.
Space.
Boom,
boom, space. Boom,
boom,
boom.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.